you mentioned something about you have a lot of students in your class that may or may not have like background in computer science, right? And many of them who presumably don't. And like you said, not everyone has computer science in their like K through 12 education. Is that something you can relate to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on many levels, you know, being new to this country, coming, you know, here
Where
in high school,
again?
Bangladesh. So I came in high school to the States and, you know, grew up in a very different system of education, and then going to college here in the States, never saw computer science, even though like I was
Wait,
always,
even in college?
Even in college. So even though I was really interested in computers and like, you know, I remember getting one in like fifth grade, like my dad's old Windows computer, and like so excited and playing SimCity and like being really interested in like how it worked and knowing that I didn't have enough RAM to run SimCity was like a big problem when I was 10 years old. I didn't have opportunities to take computer science.
When you said like, I'm in the classroom learning alongside my students, you were not kidding.
Yes, yeah. I was teaching AP Java one year, one of my first years teaching computer science. And AP Java is a big meaty course, you know, that college freshmen take and can be really intimidating. And one of the big stumbling blocks intellectually is object-oriented programming. Mm-hmm. It's one of the foundational ideas, but metaphorically, it takes a lot to get there, especially if you're, you know, just starting coding that year, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember having to explain that to my students and feeling very much like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying these words that I just read or I just saw, and I hope this is making sense. And, you know, students are like, oh yeah, let's keep going. Like, you know, they don't want
like,
to stop.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions? And like, no hands? Okay, keep moving. And then I think it took 2 years after that where I was like, oh, now I understand what that idea means and how to use it and how it's useful. And now I can teach it in a way that works a lot better.
You have students who, like you said, have different like social capital, who have different levels of comfort in computer science as a field. Like, what do you do?
There are very few experts in the room, and I maybe know a couple of things, but I'm gonna have to really do a lot of digging too, so that hopefully we can all have a growth mindset. And the best way I can do that is to have it myself.
Yeah.
So model what it means to run into frustration, deal with it in a healthy way, and then build something from that, modeling that. And then I think it's community building, you know, things like hackathons or coding events where it's broad and open and people can come at it however they want. It doesn't feel like a regular classroom or like a math or science classroom. Mm-hmm. It feels more like a community event that isn't about who's the smartest, who's the brightest, who gets the work done, but it's about how do you contribute to the culture.
Yeah.
I think those are two things that I try to do, but I think it's a question for all of us, and I'm always like trying to get a better answer to that.